Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. This is the 2,500th episode. Can you believe that? 2,500 episodes that we've done so far. If you're sort of new to us and everything, generally speaking, what we do is we do a podcast about every day. Usually wind up missing a couple of days a year. And it's never planned. Every time it has been because I've started to do the podcast and something happened to where I put it on pause for the moment to have to deal with the issue. And then I come back the next day and realize, wait a minute, I never really did it the day before. And it usually averages like 2 days a year that I do that. And I just sort of view it as God keeping me humble to where I don't say that we never miss a day or anything like that. But anyway, it is a blessing, is it not, to be able to just to gather around the Word of God in this way, you know, a little 10-minute segment of just to be thinking about and working our way through the Scripture. And so I haven't mentioned it any time lately, really, as a matter of fact, come to think of it. But I do share, you know, share with other folks about the podcast and these times together. And that's the way we wind up growing and people come together. So we are in 1 Samuel chapter 25. And in the previous episode, we left off with David telling his men to strap on their sword. They're about to go deal with this guy named Nabal, because Nabal was shearing his sheep. It's the harvest time of the year as far as sheep. And it was viewed as a festival time. So David had sent some of his men saying, hey, you know, we, while your shepherds were among us, they didn't lose anything. We didn't take anything from them. As we're about to find out, they actually protected the shepherds and protected the sheep. And he says, so how about sending anything that you have extra? Like if you got any leftover food, send us some. Well, Nabal said, there's no way I'm going to do this. Who is this David? He said, every servant is now running away from their master. So he knew who David was, and he knew what was going on. Well, David was infuriated. So now David's taking 400 of his men to go up against this guy. He's leaving 200 behind with the baggage, with the luggage. Now watch what happens. It's going to take us a couple episodes to get through this, but this is a great, great story. Verse 14, 1 Samuel 25. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he railed against them. So one of the young guys was there. So this is somebody of Nabal and Abigail's clan right here, okay? And he goes to Nabal's wife, Abigail, and says, hey, David sent his men here to greet our master. And boy, the master just railed against them. Verse 15, yet the men were very good to us, and we suffered no harm, and we did not miss anything when we were in the fields, as long as we went with them. Oh, wow. So you see what's going on? This servant, this shepherd right here says, hey, they were great to us. We suffered no harm with their hand. We didn't miss anything when we were out in the fields, you know, with the sheep going from pasture to pasture, as long as we were with them. So they actually stayed with David and the men. They trailed them. They were with him. But he doubles down on it. Watch what he says in verse 16. They were a wall to us, both by night and by day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. So it wasn't just the thing that, well, you know, they just happened to be in the area and protected us. No, they were a wall. They were a source of protection for them. Well, the young man continues, verse 17. Now, therefore, know this and consider what you should do. For harm is determined against our master and against all his house. And he is such a worthless man that one cannot speak to him. So here's one of the young men. It didn't say that he was a servant or anything, but he's a young guy, likely a servant. And he's come to Nabal's wife, and he's just being forthright. He says, you know he's a worthless guy. He's worthless. You know you can't talk to him about any of these kind of things. But I'm telling you that harm is determined against the entire household because of the way that he has treated them. So verse 18, then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 seahs of parched grain, which means roasted grain, and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on donkeys. And she said to the young men, go on before me, and behold, I come after you. But she did not tell her husband, Nabal. And as she rode on the donkey and came down under cover of the mountain, behold, David and his men came down toward her, and she met them. So she was sneaking away around the other side of the mountain to where Nabal would not see her or anything. And then David was coming around that side of the mountain to attack Nabal, and he runs into her. They meet right there. Verse 21. Now David had said, surely in vain have I guarded all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him. And he has returned me evil for good. So you see what the issue is. It keeps being reiterated over and over and over. Yet they had guarded the resources in the ball, and the ball just returned them evil for the good they had done. Verse 22. God do so to the enemies of David and more also, if by morning I leave so much as one male of all who belong to him. So he's just declaring, I'm going to kill every one of the males. If I don't do that, then may God come against me. Anyway, I'm going to do this. Verse 23. When Abigail saw David, she hurried and got down from the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, on me alone, my Lord, be the guilt. Please let your servant speak in your ears and hear the words of your servant. So she comes before him in a very, very humble and prostrate type of way, comes, falls at his feet, then declares, let it fall on me. Let the guilt fall on me. Let me speak in your ear. Listen to what I have to say. Verse 25, she continues, let not my Lord regard this worthless fellow Nabal, for as his name is, so he is. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your servant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. There we go. So she's letting him know that she knows what happened. And she's saying, I didn't know that they were here or I would have taken care of it. How do we know that? Because when she found out, she has now come out with a provision for David and for his men. And she's just acknowledging what even the servants acknowledge to her, that her husband is a worthless guy, that he is as his name. But she's not done. Verse 26. Now then, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, because the Lord has restrained you from blood guilt and from saving your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my Lord be as Nabal, be as fools. And so what she's starting to do right here, and we'll have to see the rest of it in the next episode, she's calling him my Lord, and she's letting him know something, that it's the Lord that has restrained you. The Lord has restrained you from blood guilt. The Lord has kept you from saving with your own hands. Remember, we've already seen that about David. He's declared that he wouldn't take Saul's life by his own hands, right? He said he wouldn't do that. But now he was about to come in and avenge himself. And she says, no, the Lord has kept you from doing that. Let your enemies literally be as Nabal. We'll look at the next episode, okay? I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.